Three weekly summary, 13 to the 20th of May, and all of a sudden, on the 20th of May, the sun goes into Gemini, and we have a full moon in Sagittarius on the 23rd of May. So, warning, there's going to be a big energy coming, warning, it's going to be all of a sudden. Now, some of you already psychically and sensitively, you're already seeing where you're going to, where the progression is, because we've begun the new moon cycle, leading to the full moon cycle. Nonetheless, it's seeing is believing, and if nothing happens in the next 7 to 10 days of your lives, then forget astrology, because it's all bullshit to you, right? It doesn't work for you. It works for everybody else, but it doesn't work for you. But one thing is for sure, I guarantee you, absolute guarantee, that whatever star sign you are, whatever your circumstances, whatever you are, you're going to experience it, feel it, and see it in real life by the 31st of May. I always give myself 7 to 14 days, plus or minus 7 to 14 days, but this week is indeed an important week. The definition of all our lives is energy. And one thing that they don't teach you in university or college or school is it's energy. They might teach you biology, photosynthesis. They might teach you physics, that it is about Newton's laws, but they don't teach you really about energy. And the energy that is created, co-created on the planet Earth is between you and other people. Other people in the manifestation, people go to church, they go to synagogue, and they're praying to God, they're praying to Allah, they're praying to Buddha, they're praying. But the manifestation of their prayers is via other people. If you're praying for money and prosperity, then the money and prosperity comes via the business of other people giving you the money, doing the business with you. So you're praying for a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a lover, a husband, wife, you're praying for children, you're praying for family, you're praying for relationships. So whatever you're doing, you're praying to work with the energy of other people. And when you get the energy right, the energy is right with other people, between you and others, then you have success and happiness, and you have love and prosperity, you have growth. And when the energy is wrong, we're in trouble. Now, ever since January, everyone's been realizing what Pluto in Aquarius is all about. Again, energy of other people, energy of quality people in your life. You only need a handful. You know, people have millions of followers on YouTube, Facebook, or blah 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 blah, but they don't have anybody really in their real life. In real life, they have very few people they can trust. So the definition now is quality, not quantity. Quality of really good people in your life, because once you've got somebody good, you've got it forever. So now let's define the astrology. Moon, sun in Taurus, Venus in Taurus, Uranus in Taurus, Jupiter in Taurus. The last few days now of Jupiter in Taurus is a definition of Taurus is Scorpio. Scorpio is Taurus. It is rebirth. That's the definition of planet Earth as viewed from the sun. It is rebirth. Rebirth means I'm not going to do dead boring in my life anymore. I'm not going to do having nothing in my life anymore. I'm not going to do stagnation in my life. I'm not going to do blockages in my life anymore. I'm going to get my life moving forwards. I'm not going to wait for other people. I'm going to find the right people who are going to work with me in order to get my life moving forwards. But it is all about determination. This week is being headstrong, determined. I'm not going to live this summer a dead, boring life. I'm ready, I'm up and willing. And if somebody doesn't want me, I'll find somebody else, alternatives. That's what Pluto in Aquarius says. If somebody's not willing to work with my energies, I'll find somebody who is willing to work. And one of the reasons why, here it comes, one of the reasons why there's going to be lots of people this summer having affairs with married men, married women, right? It doesn't matter. If they're married, if they're not in love with their partner, then the alternative comes in. Somebody that will love you, somebody that will treat you nicely, somebody that will have the right chemistry with you. That's why there's going to be lots of changes. It's going to be mayhem with Jupiter going into Gemini on the 26th of May. But it's already on the cusp now, and it's already saying rebelliousness. That's the key word for this week's energies. I'm not taking shit no more. I'm not taking negativity anymore. I'm not taking dull and boring anymore. I'm not taking being treated badly anymore. Rebelliousness is very much a Taurus energy. With the planet of Taurus going into Gemini means I'm ready. I'm ready to be naughty. I'm ready to be rebellious. I'm ready for whatever comes my way. And I'm open to those opportunities.